Volume 6, The Works of George Fox, Doctrinal Books, Roman 3, Continued, Roman 8. A Reformation from Heathenism and Popery, Concerning the Observation of Days, Months, Times, and Years, the Beggarly Elements of the World. The Apostle said to the Galatians, "For when we were children, we were in slavery under the rules and traditions of the world's culture. But now, after that you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn you back again to the rules and traditions of the world culture, to where you apparently desire again to be brought into slavery? You observe days, months, times, and years. I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain." Gal 4:3-9-11. Now here you may see, observing of the Jewish days, months, times, and years, which they were commanded of God, the Apostle said, when they were children, they were in slavery under. And the Apostle calls them weak, beggarly elements of the world, that some Christians were turned back to, which formerly they had been under. And therefore, how is Christendom since the Apostles' days turned back into these weak, beggarly elements of the world, in observing days, times, months, etc., which God never commanded? And not only in slavery themselves by observing of them, but bring others into slavery, and imprison and persecute such that will not observe them, and shut up their shops. And has not the Apostle bestowed all his labor in vain upon such? And is not God and Christ more dishonored upon those times and days which they call holy days than any other times and days in the week? For do not you see there is more vanity, wickedness, looseness, profaneness, and taking God's and Christ's name in vain upon those you call holy days, which the Apostle calls beggarly elements, than any other days of the week? You that be in slavery under these weak, beggarly elements of the world, are not you spoiled through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments or elements of the world, and not after Christ? And did not the Apostle warn the Church of Christ of such things, and said, if you are dead with Christ from the rudiments or elements of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances of the world? And the Apostle said, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. So the Church of Christ were not to touch, taste, nor handle the rudiments, elements, traditions, ordinances, commandments, nor doctrines of the world. And therefore they suffered being persecuted by the world, because they would not taste them, nor handle them. But those who are not dead with Christ do not hold him their head, they are not like him, but in the world set up many heads, and taste, touch, and handle the traditions, rudiments, elements, ordinances, commandments, and doctrines of the world, commanded by worldly men, which are not after Christ. And such are in slavery under them, Gal 2:16-23. And such persecute those who will not observe their days and rudiments, but who instead see the day of Christ and observe it. And the Apostle said, I am sold under sin, Rom 7:14, and to be carnally minded is death, because the carnal mind is enmity with God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Rom 8:6-7. And again the Apostle said, God has penned all, both Jews and Gentiles, in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Rom 11:32. And again he said, all are bound under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to those who believed. Gal 3:22. How that death passed over all men, and all died in Adam. This is the unconverted estate in the death, sold and concluded under sin and unbelief. Then sin and death is over the unconverted. Now Christ shedding his blood, and tasting death for every man that is dead in sins and trespasses, and so died for their sins, and is a propitiation for the sins of the whole world, and is a quickening spirit, and is the one mediator between God and man, who gave himself a ransom for all, and would have all to be saved, and come to the knowledge of the truth that will make them free, that they might live in Christ, and follow him that makes an end of sin and finishes transgression, and brings in everlasting righteousness, who died for their sins and destroys the devil and his works, and bruises the serpent's head, who brought in sin and through death destroys death, and the devil the power of death, and so is risen for their justification. And all that he has quickened and made alive by Christ, as the Apostle said, he has raised us up together and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. F2:6. And so God by Christ reconciles all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they are things in earth or things in heaven, and the gospel of life and salvation is preached to every creature under heaven. Gal 1:23. And the apostle said to the Hebrews, in the first covenant they had ordinances of divine services, of ceremonies, and a worldly sanctuary, which covenant stood only in meats, drinks, and several washings, and carnal ordinances, and ceremonies imposed on the Jews until the time of Reformation. But Christ having come, a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, namely, the Old Covenant. Heb 9, 1:10-11, who is made a priest, not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Heb 7:16. But now once Christ in the end of the world has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So he is the end of the world, of all worldly things, worldly sanctuaries, tabernacle and carnal ordinances and commandments and several outward washings, and all outward worldly tithes, offerings, and sacrifices which are worldly. Now Christ once in the end of the world has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, Heb 9:26, in the end of all these worldly things. And he is the beginning of a new world with his heavenly things, who makes all things new. And the apostle said to the Corinthians, upon whom the ends of the world had come, that is, the end of all outward worldly things, and he calls them babes in Christ, 1 Cor 11:11, he could not speak to them but as unto babes in Christ, who were not of this world. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear and read these things. George Fox, Roman 9. Concerning the builders that reject the cornerstone, and the husbandmen that kill the Lord's servants and son, and how Cain built the city Nod, and Nimrod the city and tower Babel. And God has set up his city, new and heavenly Jerusalem, and the apostate Christians have set up the city Babylon, since the apostles' days. What are all your priests, bishops, and teachers, the wise master builders in Christendom, that like the Jews reject Christ the cornerstone, and so do fulfill the scriptures like the Jews, who make a profession of the letter of the New Testament, as the Jews did of the old, who rebelled against the good spirit that God gave them to instruct them, and resisted the Holy Ghost, that led the holy men of God to give forth the scriptures, and resisted them also, and persecuted them, and resisted Christ, that was conceived by the Holy Ghost, and crucified him. And this was the work of such wise master builders, in the days of Christ in the flesh. And all you outward professors of the letter in Christendom, that look upon yourselves the wise master builders, do not you hate the true light, the life in Christ, by which he enlightens everyone that comes into the world, and do not own it? Then they must be blind builders. And do not acknowledge that God pours out of his spirit of grace upon all flesh, and to lead them and teach them and bring their salvation. And do not you say this is not sufficient without you wise master builders? And do you acknowledge that the grace and truth is come by Jesus, and all people in this grace and truth and spirit, to serve and worship God? And those who do so, and come to forsake you priests, bishops, and teachers, who look upon yourselves to be the wise master builders, are you not then angry and persecute them, and say they have forsaken the means? What? Are all you bishops, priests, ministers, and teachers the keepers of the vineyard in Christendom? Has it not been let out to you husbandmen? And when the Lord has sent forth his servants to look for fruits among you, have not you banished, imprisoned, stoned, hanged, killed, burned, and put to death many of the Lord's servants? And have you not crucified to yourselves afresh the Son of God, the heir of the vineyard, and put him to open shame by your evil lives and conducts? Therefore, what do you think the Lord of the harvest will do to you husbandmen, you, who have done so unto his servants, and son, and heir? Do you think you will not all be turned out, and your vineyards let forth to such as will bring forth fruits to the Lord? Let all the persecutors and imprisoners and banishers in Christendom about religion, since the apostles' days, consider this and what will be your end, who have brought forth no fruit to God, but have disobeyed him, like Adam and the Jews, and followed the serpent, the murderer and destroyer of men's lives, and have not followed Christ, who destroys the devil and his works, and came to save men's lives, and not to destroy them, and rebuked such as would have had men's lives to be destroyed, and told them they did not know what spirit they were of. And therefore, all you husbandmen and vineyard keepers and wise master builders that have destroyed so many men's lives and imprisoned and banished so many and spoiled their goods because they would not conform and be of your faith, religion, and worship. And you have not been of the true religion, faith, nor worship of God. Neither know what spirit you have been of yourselves that have done this. Neither have you been nor are in the spirit of Christ, who came to save men's lives and not to destroy them. And Christ did not destroy those Samaritans that would not conform and receive him, Luke 9:54, but rebuked those who would have had men's lives destroyed by fire from heaven. So not like these mad people that build gallows and prisons and kindle fires on earth to destroy men, because they would not receive their invented ways, religions, and worships, and yet they would be called Christians, after Christ's name, and follow him not in life, example, and doctrine. And Cain, who disobeyed God and did not well, who was a murderer, though he was a sacrificer, he was a builder of the city of Nod. And does not that signify wandering? And in the new world, did not Nimrod, who did not regard the Lord, build Babel, a city of confusion? And what became of Nimrod's city and stock? And did not the Jews, who rebelled against God and his law and spirit, become vagabonds, persecutors, and murderers of the righteous? And have not the Christians since the apostles' days, that hate the true light, the life in Christ, and are erred from the Spirit of God, that he has poured upon all flesh to lead and guide them, and the truth and grace of God that comes by Jesus to teach them and bring their salvation? Have not these been the builders of Babylon, the city of confusion, since the apostles' days? In whose city the blood of the prophets and martyrs of Jesus is found, so that they are become drunk with the blood of the righteous and prophets and martyrs of Jesus? And are not the dragon, beast, and false prophet found in the city? But down they must fall, and God will reward them according to their works. And there was scarce a righteous man or a prophet, but they suffered in outward Jerusalem by the transgressing Jews. For Christ said, "Nevertheless, I must continue my journey and tomorrow and the day following, for it will never do for a prophet to perish out of Jerusalem." Luke 13:33. But God is setting up his new and heavenly Jerusalem, into which neither the dragon, the old serpent, nor the beast that rose out of the sea beast, nor the beast that rose out of the earth, the land beast, nor the false prophet, nor the whore of Babylon, nor no persecutor or unclean person can enter. Though the gate stands open night and day, but such who walk in the light of the Lamb, and their names are written in the book of the Lamb, and the glory of the Lord, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Hallelujah forever. And the nations of them that are saved walk in the light of the city. Ex News, News, Cain, Ishmael, Esau, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, Balaam, and old Simon Magus, and his followers have turned into outward Christians. News, News, Cain, that wrathful murderer of the righteous, has become a Christian, but has not left his wrathful hatred, murder, and persecution, but still remains a wicked one. And News, News, wild Ishmael, whose hand is against every man, has become an outward Christian, and has put on the sheep's clothing, but remains in his mocking and scoffing, persecuting birth at the seed of the promise. News, News, profane Esau, that man of the field which despises his everlasting birthright, who is the first birth who would have slain Jacob, he has become an outward Christian, but he has not put off his rough garment, by that he may be known not to be a sheep of Christ. News, News, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram have become outward Christians, but still remain with their false fire, until they are consumed by the Lord's fire, and remain in their rebellion and rebellion until the earth swallow them up. So they may be known by their false fire, rebellion, and rebelling against the law and gospel. Strange News. Balaam, that layer of stumbling blocks before God's people, has become an outward Christian, but he remains in his error and covets after the wages of unrighteousness. And why may not Balaam become a Christian as well as the sons or followers of Simon Magus, who buy their pretended gift for money and sell it for money, as old Simon, who thought to have bought the spiritual gift for money and have sold it for money? Because we cannot give covetous Balaam his wages of unrighteousness, and the followers of Simon Magus money for their gifts, they are and have been very angry and full of wrath, envy, and malice, and persecuted us. But they are known to all true Christians to be of the seed of Balaam and of old Simon Magus, and not of Christ. As I hear, you may see the heavenly and spiritual gifts that God and Christ gives to his ministers are not to be bought and sold for money, and those who do are in the bond of iniquity and gall of bitterness, like Simon Magus. Christ said to his apostles, disciples, and ministers, when he sent them forth to preach his gospel, "Freely you have received, freely give." So the ministers of the gospel are distinct from the ministers and teachers of the law. For they had tithes and offerings and other things for ministering and teaching the law, and that which the law commanded in the Old Covenant and Testament, which law served until Christ came in his Gospel and New Covenant and New Testament, and sent forth ministers of his New Covenant and New Testament, whom he made able ministers of the Spirit, not of the letter, which sowed to the Spirit, not to the flesh, and of the Spirit they reaped life eternal. And to those who he sent forth he said, freely you have received, freely give. Namely, his gifts that are perfect, his grace, his Spirit or Holy Ghost, that comes from the Father and Son, his faith, which he is the author and finisher of, his everlasting glorious gospel of life and salvation. These are heavenly, spiritual, and divine things, which they received freely from Christ, and they were to give them freely again to people. And they were not to sell and bargain with people for so much a year, and to sell them these spiritual gifts. For by the laying on of the apostles' hands, many received the Holy Ghost. Simon Magus offered the apostles money, and would have bought this gift, that on whomsoever he laid his hands, they might receive the Holy Ghost. But the apostle told him that he was in the gall of bitterness, and the bond of iniquity, that thought the gift of God could be bought and sold for money. So are all those who be in his belief. And though Paul plants and Apollo may water, yet they give this water of life freely. The general proclamation, both by Isaiah and John in his revelation, is, O everyone that thirsts, come freely to the waters of life. So they were to eat and drink the heavenly food freely, and hear the gospel freely, and what the Spirit said to the churches. So they were to come without money and without price, and not to spend their money for that which is not bread, and their labor for that which does not satisfy. And all that thirsted were to come without money and without price, and hearken diligently, and their souls should live. So heavenly and spiritual things and the gifts of God are not to be bought and sold for money, though they did eat of their carnal things and what was set before them, who ministered spiritual things to them. Though in the time of the law, tithes were called holy, but they are not in the gospel, for Christ makes all things holy. His ministers, whom he freely gave his spiritual things, and told them give them freely again. They believed in Christ and trusted in him for outward things, and when that he sent them forth without bag or staff, and when they returned again, he asked them if they lacked anything. They said no, for he was able to supply them he sent forth, when he was able to feed so many with a few loaves and fishes. When the disciples had been toiling all night with their nets and could not catch any fish, Christ told them cast their net again into the sea, which they did and drew it out, and at his word the net was full of fish. And therefore whom Christ sends forth with his power and Holy Ghost, and said unto them, freely you have received, freely give. These dare trust Christ both with carnal and temporal things, both for themselves and families, and such labor to keep the gospel of Christ without charge, so that none can say, it is a chargeable gospel. And the apostles, and those who did succeed them in the same spirit, did convert more Jews and heathen to Christ by their free preaching, than ever the Papists and Protestants have done this 1,000 years, for they converted them with the spiritual weapons and armor, which Christ armed them with. However, have not Protestants and Papists made them turn from one sect to another with carnal weapons? In the Old Testament they had singers, and so they have now in their cathedrals. But singing in the grace, and singing and praying in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost, this is in the gift of God, this is not to be done for money, but freely, as the grace of the Spirit of God moves them in his wisdom in his gospel day. And the apostle said, we speak wisdom among those who are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world. For Job said, that wisdom cannot be purchased for gold, silver, nor pearls, for such things cannot be equaled nor valued with the gift of God. For all the ministers of God and Christ in the New Testament, their heavenly and spiritual gifts and things, which they have freely received from Christ, they are freely to give them again. For they are not to be valued, equaled, nor purchased for gold, silver, nor precious stones. For those who think they can either be bought or sold for money, they are in the spirit of Simon Magus, and not in the Holy Ghost, nor spirit and power of Christ, that the apostles were in. The apostle said, obey those who have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as those who must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. Heb 13:17. And the apostle said in Acts 20:28 that the Holy Ghost had made them overseers. Now the ministers and teachers both of the Protestants and Papists bring these scriptures and say, they are ministers who watch for the souls of people, that they may present them to God and call themselves the curers of souls. And yet they say they do not have the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles had. And yet they will confess and acknowledge that the soul is immortal, and that God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul, and in his hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Job 12:10. Now the hand of God is immortal and spiritual. And is it likely that they should watch for the immortal soul and cure it, and be not in the same Holy Ghost and Spirit of Christ and power of God that the apostles and overseers were in the primitive times? Is it likely that any should present the immortal souls to the immortal God and cure them without the immortal power and Holy Ghost that the apostles were in? For both the Papist and Protestant teachers have confessed that they do not have the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles were in. Therefore, I say, they are not likely to cure the immortal souls and present them to the immortal God without the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles were in. Now all the priests, ministers, and teachers, both of Protestants and Papists, pretend to preach the everlasting gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. But how unlikely is it that they would know the everlasting gospel, the power of God, and preach it, and have not the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles had? Therefore, I say, such cannot preach the everlasting gospel and power of God and not be in the everlasting power and Holy Ghost. And again, the Papists and Protestant teachers say, they preach the kingdom of God and the grace and faith of Christ. Grace and faith are the gifts of God and Christ which are perfect, and Christ who ascended on high gives gifts unto men to bring them to the knowledge of the Son of God and to the unity of the faith and unto a perfect man, etc. And the Papists say, they must have a purgatory when they are dead. And the Protestants say, they must have a body of death and sins of the flesh, while on this side the grave, and that there is no perfection while upon the earth. How are such likely to preach the faith, grace, and the gifts of God, which are perfect, and are for the perfecting of the saints, and to bring people to be perfect men, when they have not received these perfect gifts freely from God and Christ? And how can they preach the kingdom of God, that stands in righteousness and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, and have not the same Holy Ghost as the apostles had? And how are such like to preach spiritual and heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of all true Christians, where no impure things enter, and have not the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles were in, but follow their own spirits in their natural arts, tongues, and sciences, which they have purchased for money? And how are such like to preach Christ, who said, I am from above and not of this world? And are such with their natural gifts, tongues, and sciences that are below, likely to preach Christ Jesus and the truth as it is in him? And the scripture said that none can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost, and those who have not the Spirit of Christ are none of his. And therefore, how can such be the ministers of Christ, and have not the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Ghost that the apostles were in? For the apostle said, such as have not the Spirit of Christ are none of his. Therefore they are none of his messengers, ministers, and teachers. And the Papist and Protestant teachers which do oppose the true light of Christ, which enlightens every man that comes into the world, which is the life in Christ, who, with their darkness, cannot comprehend it, though it shines in their darkness, and are haters of the light, because their deeds are evil, and will not come to it, because it will reprove them. And so close their eyes and stop their ears to the light, which is the life in Christ, and so will not hear with their ears, nor see with their eyes. So they are not like to be converted to Christ, to heal them, when they stop their ears to the divinity of Christ, namely, his light, the life in him, which Christ commands them to believe in and walk in. And yet, without the light, the life in Christ, pretend to preach him in the flesh and deny him in his divinity. And the apostle said, he had known Christ after the flesh, but henceforth he knew him so no more. But what will the teachers, both of the Papists and Protestants, say to this, who deny Christ the true light, who enlightens every man that comes into the world? And such are not likely, neither can they preach Christ truly as he was in his flesh, nor him in his divinity. Nor can any, except they are in the same power of God and Holy Ghost that the apostles were in, who leads into all truth, they are not likely to preach the truth as it is in Jesus, not being led into it by the Spirit of truth. For Christ said, the Holy Ghost shall take of mine, and give unto you, and bring unto your remembrance the things that Christ had spoken. And such are not like to preach the spiritual things that the Holy Ghost receives of Christ, and have not the Holy Ghost to receive them. And the apostle said, The things of God we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but in the words which the Holy Ghost does teach. And you who do not have the same Holy Ghost that the apostles had are not likely to have the words that the Holy Ghost teaches to speak the things of God in. Instead, you speak the things of God in the words that man's wisdom teaches, by which wisdom the world does not know God nor his things, and so are ministers of the letter and old authors, and not of the Spirit. Romans 12. How that such as kill and persecute people are not like to convert them, as the apostles did. And if that Christ had caused fire to come down from heaven upon the Samaritans to have consumed them, as the zealous disciples would have had him, who were without the true knowledge, for they did not then know what spirit they were of, when they desired such a thing of Christ. But Christ said unto them, that he came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And if that they had been destroyed, then there could not have been so many of the Samaritans converted after Christ Jesus was ascended. So that the disciples heard at Jerusalem, and sent to Samaria, Peter and John, to Philip, who was at Samaria and preached Christ there, and the people there with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke. If that King Manasses, that great idolater, had been cut off by the Jews in his idolatry, then he had not repented, as it is said he did. And if the Christians had killed Saul, that great persecutor, then he had not repented and become a Christian, and been called Paul. And all those thousands of Jews that were converted after Christ was ascended by the apostles, which were not converted before Christ was crucified, if that Christ in the days of his flesh had caused them to be imprisoned, and their goods spoiled, and to be put to death, then they after had not been converted that opposed him. And is it not said that Christ will consume and destroy the man of sin, the mystery of iniquity, who lets, opposes, and exalts himself above all that is called God? So vengeance is the Lord's, and he will repay it, and all men and women are to obey the law of God and command of Christ. Love your neighbor as thyself, and do unto all as they would have others do unto them, which is the law and the prophets, and Christ and the apostles taught it. Now would any have others to burn, or hang, or prison, or spoil their goods, and banish them, because they will not be of another's religion, and forsake their own. And those who will not be done so to themselves, and do think it is hard for others to do so to them, then is it not hard for them to do so to others, and will not be so done to themselves? Then do not such that do so to others, as they would not have them do to them, do contrary to the law and the prophets, Christ and the apostles, namely, to love your neighbor as thyself, and to do to others as you would have others do unto you? Romans 13. Concerning the papists making the flesh and blood of Christ of bread and wine, and the apostle said, they knew Christ no more after the flesh. And how the formal Christians take the bread and wine kneeling, in remembrance of Christ's death, and his disciples took it sitting. There is and has been a great deal of stir among several sorts of people called Christians, about the eating and drinking of bread and wine, which some call a sacrament, and some call it Christ after they have blessed it, and consecrated it, as they call it. And also those who do not say the elements of bread and wine are the body and blood of Christ, or the very Christ, which they take upon their knees kneeling, such are called heretics. The Jews were not to eat the Passover which God commanded, upon their knees, or to kneel down and eat it. For where did the Lord command the Jews to kneel down to anything that he commanded them to take or eat? And all the figures and shadows or types, where did the Lord ever command the Jews to bow or kneel down to such things, but they were to bow down to the Lord and serve and worship him? Exod 20, 4-5, Deut 5, 8-9. For do not you, after you have consecrated the elements of bread and wine, and made you a Christ and a God of it, do not some of you bow down and kneel down to it? And it is but elements of bread and wine when you have done. And the Lord said, you shall not make a likeness of anything that is in heaven. And do not you make a likeness of Christ, who sits at the right hand of God in heaven, of the elements of bread and wine? And this is a breach of the command of God. Now when the evening had come, Christ sat down with his 12 disciples, as in Matt 26, 20-31. So he does not say they kneeled or bowed, but they sat down, when they ate the Last Supper with Christ. And again in Mark 14:18, and in the evening Jesus comes with his 12 disciples, and as they sat and did eat, Jesus said unto them, here you may see they sat and ate. It is not said they bowed or kneeled and ate, but they sat with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords at supper, the night before he was crucified. And in Luke 22:14, and when the hour was come, Christ sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. It is not said they bowed down or kneeled down, but they sat down with Christ when they did eat the bread and wine. And therefore, you who profess the scripture is your rule, why do you force people to bow and kneel when they take the elements of bread and wine? Seeing here are three witnesses, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that all say they sat down with Christ at the Last Supper the same night that he was betrayed, when they drank and ate. And never one of them said they bowed or kneeled when they drank of the fruit of the vine and eat of the bread in remembrance of Christ, to show forth his death until he comes. Of this you may see more at large in a book entitled, A Distinction Between the Two Suppers of Christ, namely, the supper when he was betrayed and the supper after he was ascended. And whenever did Christ or the apostles command them to make an altar and bow to it or before it and set up outward candles in outward candlesticks, to burn night and day in the outward churches or sanctuaries, as you call them, as your papists do? And do not the unreformed bow before the altar that they have made and set up an outward candle in an outward candlestick? Though they do not light them, there they stand ready if the Pope should command them to be lit. These things, altars, candles, and candlesticks, lighted or unlighted, and bowing and kneeling to your altars and bread and wine when you take it, had you not all these things from the Pope and Papists, and not from Christ and his apostles? And if you observe the apostles, they took bread and wine at night after supper, but you take it before dinner, and you say the scripture is your rule. And Christ said unto John, Rev 1:20, the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. So they were not seven outward candlesticks set up in the churches, as you call them. But the seven churches were the seven golden candlesticks which held the light of Christ, which shines continually. So the church of Christ was, and so the church of Christ is now. And the apostle said, For both he that sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause Christ is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praises unto you. Heb 2:11-12. So where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is in the midst, and the church of Christ is the golden candlestick, and Christ is in the midst. So he is a light in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. So unto God be glory in the church by Jesus Christ, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. F 3:21. And the Jews in the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary and a tabernacle and a candlestick. But has not Christ abolished all these worldly things, which were made and pitched by men? Heb 9:1-2. But Christ our high priest is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. Heb 8:1-2. And the apostle said, From this time forward we know no man after the flesh, yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on we know him no more, namely, Christ after the flesh, and is not from now on time to come. 2 Cor 5:16. So the apostles were far off from making a Christ of the elements of bread and wine, both his flesh, bones, and sinews, when they said, Yes, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet from now on we know him no more, namely, after the flesh. Then was it not in the Spirit, and his Godhead, and as he was God? But what work have the papists made to pretend to make flesh, blood, and bones of Christ of the elements of bread and wine, and bowing down to it, and worshipping it, while burning and killing such as would not? Now those who in the apostles' days took the elements of bread and wine did it in remembrance, and in a show of Christ's death until he came. And Christ said he would come again to his disciples, and did so. And Christ was put to death in the flesh, and not his Godhead, nor as he was God, who said, Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Pet 3:18. And Jesus said, If any man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. And again Christ said, You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice. John 14:23-28. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. And where did ever the apostles take bread and wine in remembrance of Christ's death in the flesh, after they had said, Though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more? That is, after the flesh, because they know him in the Spirit. 2 Cor 5:16. And now you papists, who call yourselves Roman Catholics, that is, universal, and yet you said in a dispute with Fox, that you did not have the same power and Holy Ghost that the apostles had in the primitive times. And yet you do say, after you have consecrated bread and wine, it is the body of Christ, both his flesh, blood, and bones, yes, the very whole Christ. And yet when so made, he has no legs, hands, nor mouth, and can neither speak, hear, see, nor walk. And why cannot you make a Virgin Mary, the Mother of Christ, as well as make a Christ? And a St. Peter of bread and wine, as well as a Christ, and set him up in a chair, as well as set up a Pope in Peter's chair, as you call it. And is not this a strange juggling, that you should turn wine into blood, and bread into flesh, bones, and sinews? This is as strange a miracle as ever was heard of in the world, worked by an unclean ghost. For some popish priests confessed, in a dispute with some Quakers, at Thomas Apostles in Jared Roberts' house, when it was asked you, whether you had the same Holy Ghost as the apostles had, and you denied it, and said, it was presumption to affirm any such thing. And then it was said unto you, then it was not likely that you would be led into all truth. In what could you pray, and in what was your fellowship? It could not be but in the unclean ghost, which led out of all truth. For the Holy Ghost led the apostles and the Church of Christ into all truth, and they prayed in the Holy Ghost, and had fellowship in the Holy Ghost. And the apostles and the Church of Christ never did say nor pretend that with the Holy Ghost they could turn wine into blood and bread into flesh, bones, and sinews, and then say it was the whole Christ, and eat him when they had done. And those who would not believe it, to burn them, as you papists have done who pretend to turn wine into blood, and bread into flesh, bones, and sinews, and say it is the whole Christ, which could neither speak, see, nor walk. Strange monster makers, with your unclean ghost, and when you have done you eat him. And when we have said unto you, and desired you to try your Christ, whether his flesh and blood will not corrupt, to have part of the wine and the bread you consecrated, locked up with the unconsecrated in a cellar, and seven Protestants, and seven Papists to keep watch over the cellar. And if the consecrated did corrupt, mold, and die, as the other, then you should turn to us. But if it prove immortal, and the very flesh, blood, and bones of Christ, then we would all turn to you, and this would bring truth to light, and honor to God. For you have burnt and put many to death, because they could not believe in your great miracle and monster that you have made with your unclean ghost. For we are in the Catholic faith, set up in the apostles' days, which Jesus Christ was and is the author and finisher of, and we are redeemed not with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And the apostle said, Christ's flesh did not see corruption, and though he was crucified, nailed to the cross, and his side run into with a spear, and dead and buried, and was 3 days and three nights in the sepulchre, yet his flesh saw no corruption, and did not change. For the apostle said, the Lord did not allow Christ, his Holy One, to see corruption. And therefore, it is said, did my heart rejoice, my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, whom God raised from the dead to sit upon his throne, and his flesh saw no corruption. Acts 2, 26-27-31-32. And therefore now you papists, come out and try your great monster and miracle as before. Roman 14. The trial of the Pope's spirit. Will the Pope let the Protestants have their peaceable meetings peaceable in France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Rome, and in all the cities or dominions where he or his have power? Would he permit the Protestants to meet, if the Pope or his followers wished their people could have their meetings peaceably in the nations, kingdoms, cities, or governments where the Protestants have the power? Come, let us see if he has so much holiness or infallibility as to do unto others as he would have others do unto him. I say to do unto others as he would have others do unto him, that is, to let others of a different religious persuasion from him to have their liberty, as he would have his, seeing they all profess Christ in words as before. If the Pope cannot, he is below the law and the prophets and short of a Christian, and if his actions are below the law, the prophets, and Christianity, it is then a shame to talk of infallibility and holiness. Roman 15. Concerning the kingdom of God. The law and the prophets were until John, who was the greatest prophet born of a woman, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. Since John the Baptist, the kingdom of God has been preached, and men have been pressing into the kingdom. So the everlasting kingdom of God is the end of the law, and the prophets and John, for the everlasting kingdom of God stands in righteousness, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, which the law and the prophets and John called for, and was held forth by them in figures, types, and shadows, and John ran before and prepared the way to the kingdom. Those who are in the kingdom are in the substance, and in the end of the law and the prophets and John's ministration, and are in the end of all things that change. for the kingdom of God is everlasting and does not change. Moses was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his house, whose house we are, who are children of heavenly Jerusalem. For Moses was over the house of Israel with their figures and shadows. But Christ Jesus, who is the substance, is over his great spiritual house, who is all power in heaven and earth given to him, who enlightens all their spirits in the house or tabernacle of fallen Adam, which light is the life in Christ, by whom Adam and Eve were made, and all things that were made by Christ. For Aaron did light the outward candles and lamps in the outward tabernacles that were made with hands. But Christ, the great prophet, priest, bishop, and shepherd, does enlighten the spirits of men, the candle of the Lord in their tabernacle not made with hands, with his true heavenly divine light, which is the life in himself, the Word, by whom all things were made as before. So Christ is over his great house, an enlightener, a quickener, a savior, a redeemer, a counselor, a leader, a captain, a prophet to open, a shepherd to feed, a bishop to oversee, and a king and lord to rule, order, and govern in his great spiritual house, which he is the head of. He is a father that takes care of his great heavenly and spiritual house and family. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there is no end. Luke 1:33. And you do read that some would not have Christ to rule over them, and what became of those who said, "We will not have this man to rule over us." Luke 19:14. But these were not of the house of Jacob, the second birth, but of Esau, that profane person's birth or nature. The first birth is of a selfish-spirited man. He doesn't want to give up his choices of pleasures, passions, pastimes, or his anger and lusts. When the first birth has been crucified and has died on the inward cross of self-denial, the second birth, born of God, can arise. Christ risen within a man then controls the new creature, as his Lord ruling that man's thoughts, words, and deeds. For all the outward pleasures, delights, lightness, wantonness, vainglory, and profaneness will perish and come to nothing, with all foolish jesting and idle vain talk and idle words are judged, and will vanish away like smoke, and all unholiness, unrighteousness, and ungodliness, looseness, debauchery, uncleanness, proud boasting, loftiness, and haughtiness is judged out of the kingdom of God and Christ. For behold, a king shall rule in righteousness. Isaiah 32:1. And his scepter is a scepter of righteousness, and the Lord shall reign forever unto all generations. Praise you the Lord. And by Christ kings do rule, and princes do decree justice, and all the judges of the earth. There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall arise to rule over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Rom 15:12. Therefore praise the Lord all you Gentiles, and laud him all you people. Psalm 117, 1. For Christ in you is the hope of glory, and Christ is to dwell in your hearts, namely, the saints by faith, said the apostle. For Christ is the same today as he was yesterday, and so forever. And Christ Jesus is made an high priest forever and again, you are a priest forever. For the law made high priests which have weaknesses, but the word of an oath which was since the law makes the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. And Christ said to John, "I am he that lives, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." So Christ has set up his kingdom, which shall never have an end, and all power in heaven and in the earth is given to him. And the saints who are born again see his kingdom, and press into it, and are heirs and possessors of it while alive on this earth. And those who do enter the kingdom sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb, said that he is king of saints. And Hezekiah said, "You are the God, even you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth." So not only of the kingdom of Israel, but of all the earth. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares that the wicked one, the devil, sows are the children of the wicked one. And no man having put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:62. And when that Jesus perceived that they would make him a king by force, he departed into a mountain himself alone. John 6:15. For Christ was anointed king by the Lord, and so he knew that he needed not be made king by man, for Zechariah said, "Fear not, daughter of Zion." Zech 9:9, John 12:15. Behold, your king comes upon an ass colt. And was not this fulfilled when Christ came? But it was their spiritual king, and they would not have him to reign in spirit. And Nathanael called Christ the Son God, and King of Israel. And the apostle tells the Colossians that they were translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Col 1:13. To the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise, be honor and glory forever and forever. Amen. Here is an immortal, eternal, invisible king, and is known by his invisible Holy Spirit and rules in the hearts and in the kingdom of heaven in men and women, who is the only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, and has immortality and dwells in the light. And John said that he was in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ when that he was in the Isle of Patmos, and that Christ the first begotten from the dead, he is the prince of the kings of the earth, and has made us kings and priests spiritual unto God his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And upon Christ is written a name, that he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Rev 19:16, and those who see this name and the writing, it is with a spiritual eye. George Fox. So Christ, who is a spirit, rules in the kingdom within a cleansed man's heart. And Christ is seen not with the natural eye, but with the spiritual eye. With the spiritual eye, one sees the face of God, to have knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, and this is seen in ever-increasing glory. End of book 6. End of doctrine. Books back to doctrine index. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.